Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
It's time for the B-A-Q-A-A, the B-A-Q-A with your site, the B-A-Q-A with Manday, the B-A-Q-A with Tiffany, the B-A-Q-A-A. Hey, Manda. Ooh, Manda, your hair is like really long.
You know, it just keeps growing.
Manda has like, well, I used to call it like back in the day, Rudy Huxtable hair. Because remember, Rudy had so much hair. Where it's like, where's all this hair coming from?
It's giving like, you know, like glamour shots at the mall. Like I'm almost just put like a nice, it wasn't intentional.
A hazy sheen, yes.
I'll take it over what it might look like.
Man is giving glamour hair. Mm-hmm. All right. So as you know, Brown Ambition, question the answers. You have questions. We have some answers. And so sometimes we talk about business. Sometimes we talk about, finance. Sometimes you talk about your own personal life, whatever it is, you can ask us questions. You can go to BA Podcast on IG, slide into the DMs. You can email us at brandambition@gmail.com. It's a Brand Ambition Podcast. Brandambition Podcast at gmail.com. But just remember that we're not your brother, not your mother, not your sister, but your friend. Da-na-na. Anyway, we're not your financial advisor, your doctor, your attorney. So you are going to listen hardcore to the people that you pay and take what we say with the tiniest, tiniest grain of salt, which is two smart brown girls with something to say. This week we have two credit questions. So you wanna store it, Mandra?
Hello, ladies. My name is Nicole and I wanted to know ways I can raise my credit score. It's been at a complete standstill for some time now. According to Credit Karma, I have a score of 754 with TransUnion and 746 with Equifax, and I've been trying to increase my score as it's been a personal goal of mine for a while now. I have three credit cards, which two of them I don't use, and the last one, which has the longest line of credit, I use for small things like subscriptions. I have no debt, make all my payments on time. I have a low utilization rate, but I'm still seeing no change. I do notice on some sites that my credit mix is poor. So does that mean I need to apply for a new credit card or take out a personal loan? I hope this message makes it on the podcast. I listen to BA all the time. Nicole. Good question.
Nikki. Tricky Nikki. No, I'm just No, Nikki. Well, one, I just want to say congratulations, girl, because 740, 750-ish is the beginning of perfect credit, meaning like, whatever interest rate you're going to get with 800, you'll likely get it with 750. So, I mean, if it's a personal goal, it's a personal goal. So I'm not negating that. I'm just wanting you to know that if it's because, oh, I want to get a really great interest rate because I'm buying a house soon. Girl, you're there. Congratulations. The confetti is falling from the ceiling already. So I just want to rest assured that. So that's one. Two, you said that you have two cards that you never use. Girl, that's a missed opportunity. You're going to do what I call my jump like Jordan method. So that is when you said you had some subscriptions. Spread those subscriptions over the three cards. So let's just say Netflix, Spotify, gym membership. Each one of those cards will get one subscription and then you're going to pay it off every month in full. So you're going to have the subscription charge the card and then you're going to find out your, is it called closing date? Yeah, reporting date, closing date. Statement date, right? So that is the day that basically they tell the credit bureaus, hey, Nikki done used her card, because you want them to acknowledge you used the card and acknowledge you paid it off. So whatever, let's just say the due date is the 30th, but the statement date is the 24th. So you want to find out whatever the statement date is, the date that they report card usage, and you want to pay it off after that because you want it to be reported. This part people get confused with all the time. So it's like, don't be late. So pay it off by the due date, but pay it off after the statement date when they've already told you you've used the card because you want a record of your usage. And if you do that automatically, it just looks like your card getting charged, your card getting paid off from whatever checking account, you can have it automatically paid off every single month. And this will allow your credit score to jump like Jordan. Remember back in the day, or you can even see it on his sneakers, the jump man, where he's literally jumping. Like Jordan used to get, that's what they call him, the Air Jordan, because he used to get so much height, and you're going to see your card score jump. Because here's the thing, you started off friends, it's the truth. Whenever I say here's the thing, I always think about that song. Yeah, yeah. What song is that, Mandy? It's
Kelly Clarkson.
Ooh. Right? Come on, Mandy. Mm. I just want to hear you say. Go ahead. I just want to hear
you. Since you've been gone.
Yes! Hi, Mandy.
No one wants to hear it. It's a hard song to sing. Haven't you seen Pitch Perfect? It's a hard song to sing.
Nobody cares about our tone. Hey, BA fam. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
All right, BA fam, y'all know when it comes to financial advice, you have to trust your source. That's why you listen to Brown Ambition, right? And when I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. I've been a longtime fan of NerdWallet. In fact, I almost work there a couple of times because when it comes to financial experts and writing, they really know how to give you the best reviews of financial products. I honestly wouldn't sign up for a credit card today if I hadn't looked at a review on a site like NerdWallet myself. And honestly, if y'all haven't learned about NerdWallet, you're missing out. And with their help, what could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
The amount of money doesn't matter as much as paying off in full. When you pay off a debt in full, you pay off your house in full, credit score jumps. You pay off your car in full, credit score jumps. When you pay off a credit card in full, $5, $500, $5,000, $5 million, credit score jumps. So you can get a little jumpy jump by paying off small amounts on your credit card every single month. Those two you're not using will certainly help. And the component about credit mix, so yes, your credit mix, I think credit mix is 15% of your score. So 30% of your score is credit history. No, 35% is credit history. 30% is usage, which you have down. 15%, I believe, is credit mix. Now, you don't have to go out and get more of a credit mix, but if you insist, I wouldn't just go borrow money willy-nilly. I would go to a credit union and ask if they have something called a credit builder loan. Right? So a credit builder loan is when they say, take the smallest loan out possible. They're not actually going to give you the money. Let's just say it's $500. The credit union will say, hey, Nick, here is your $500, but we're going to keep it in a money market or savings account for you. So it's not really borrowing it. It's just a fake loan. Right? And then you're going to pay off that loan over the year. So like whatever, 30, 40, 50 bucks a month until the loan is paid off, quote unquote, and they're going to give you your money back because they never actually gave you the loan, plus a little interest. And so because the two components of the ways you can borrow is revolving debt, which is credit card debt, which you have, but it's also installment loans, which you don't have because you don't have any debt. And so that is a way to kind of get a fake installment loan that doesn't put you in financial peril, is to get a credit builder loan, ideally from a credit union. If you do those two things that I suggested, I'm sure Mandy has some suggestions too, that can really help.
My only suggestion is just to be like, chill out and enjoy your really high credit score. Because you're so close to, like, I think it's 760. Last I look, the credit scoring models change a lot.
Yes.
And there's so many different kinds of scores. And even if you get the perfect score on Credit Karma with these two agencies, let's say you go to apply for a mortgage or an auto loan, they have their own score they're going to look at. And you may not have a perfect score there. So it's kind of like, for me, it's, you know, hey, we all have our kinks. And some people are really, you know, like my husband loves spending a lot of time on the particular kind of like car wash, like stuff and accessories and how to get the, you know, make sure you use like the right shampoo on the tire and don't mix the brushes that you use. All the fine details, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And like for me, I'm like, car washes were invented for a reason, you know? But like for you, I think that your credit score could be your Rome, and that's okay. And you can obsess over it all you want. I, however, don't identify with that. Because I'm like, hey, 760, according to a lot of reports, is like the way to get the best rates. And once I get the best, once I get the best rates, the credit score to me just kind of feels not as important. Mm-hmm. But this is your Rome, Nicole, and you deserve a Rome. Okay. So good luck. I want to hear. I'm excited to hear if you jumped like Jordan and what you end up doing to like get your score up higher. But yeah.
Okay, Nick. Yeah.
I wasn't trying to be condescending.
No, because I mean, truthfully, you're right that her score is more than high enough to get her whatever kind of like loan or interest, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, barring what her income is, it's not just your score they look at when they're lending, but your score is not going to hinder you basically where you are now. If it's a goal that you have, great. Cause girl, mm-hmm. you are like you out here powering through with your debt free self.
Yeah.
Okay. So you pay your payments on time. I get it. Nick is like, let me tell you something. What we do over here is excellence.
Listen, this is what we hope for BA listeners. You listen long enough, all rising tides rise all boats. What?
Huh? Rising tide. Wait,
float no. all ships?
No, Mandy, damn it. I had it. Wait, a rising tide lifts all boats. A rising tide lifts all boats. Mandy, am I rubbing off on you? You sound like an old African man now.
I'm so tired.
She said a rising tide sinks the ships. I'm like, it's the opposite. Oh my gosh. Oh, wait, before we head to break, I said this, and I don't want to forget it. I said this in a show prior that one of my, so Nick's goal is to get her credit score, you know, to basically perfect, even though she's basically perfect now. And I think it's important to set goals beyond just the new year. And so I have shared that my major goal this year is I'm going to learn how to do the fundamentals of investing. Like I've invested in business. I've invested in real estate. I'm talking about in the market. Do I have money in the market? Yes. But I feel like I don't have a good grasp of the fundamentals. And so I have committed that that is what I'm going to focus on this year because I told myself it was too hard or I didn't have time or I didn't have the knowledge. I found myself a coach. I'm feeling good about it. And I just don't want to feel like things are not in my control and wheelhouse. And so as I do that, I realize that one of the ways that helps me stay and stick on track is one, saying it out loud. So you guys can help me hold me accountable and check in, but also two, taking you on my journey. If you're wanting to invest too, I'm on this journey. And I'm trying to figure out why haven't so many of us started. I asked a number of my friends, doctors, attorneys, whatever. And it's like, there are some reasons why. So I'm like, what if I can find tools and resources that will help like you banish those reasons? And so if you want to help me figure out why you haven't started, go to youshouldinvest.com, 30-second quiz. It is going to help me identify why you haven't started to invest. Will help you identify why you haven't started to invest, but also too, help me to send tools and resources to you that will be a fit based upon where you are. So youshouldinvest.com. The link will be in the show notes. Because this is my year. You know, if you're an investing girly, honestly, if you're an investing girly, sign to my dad on DMs. Because like, I don't know. I feel like I want to create like an accountability group. Like, what does that word mean? What about when this happens? What are points? What are, you know, like I really want to buckle down. This is the year. I'm like, enough already, Tiffany. So youshouldinvest.com. Because even if I do like a a group together, whatever. I want to be able to identify the girlies who also want to learn too. All right. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back and blacker than ever, honey.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wall.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Speak for yourself, because I'm in my winter pale.
So this means we're back. We are back. And brown-ish. This is my winter pale as well.
We come in all different shades. Okay?
I know. Oh my gosh. All right. What's our next question?
Ooh, from Shalice.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to read it so you can dive deep for Shalice. Okay. So Shalice says, question for BAQA. Longtime listener, and finally asking a question. We love that for you. I recently consolidated my outstanding credit card balances into a consolidated personal loan. I did the math, and it came out better for me to consolidate and have one payment to pay off in the next 3 years, but I want to pay it off sooner. Yes, girl, excellence. I have paid off the cards, but I'm wondering if I should go ahead and close those cards. How would this affect my credit score? Thanks, Shalice. What say you, Manja?
Shalice PC. Interesting. Do they still have the credit score simulator doohickey on Credit Karma?
Oh, I don't know.
Because that was one of my fave features to use back in the day on Credit Karma. Let me just Googs it real quick. Because the way that I feel, don't you feel like you've aged when you hear that apps and services that you feel like you came up with are now defunct? Like when they said Mint was going away,
I
was like, that's the beginning heck? Of my career in personal finance. Mint was everything. And I'm like, oh shit, I've outlived Mint. Anyway, Credit Karma, credit score simulator. But the reason I'm suggesting this, yes, they do, because it can So if you have a Credit Karma account, they're free. You can go in there. Just know they're going to try to sell you a bunch of credit cards. Okay. Just ignore that stuff. But you can see what will happen for any situation. Like, what if I get denied for this credit? What if I apply for a new card? What if I close my card? What if I increase my balances? So that's a way to kind of play around. There's no exact way to say for sure how much it could impact your credit. But in general, when you close credit cards, it does ding you in a couple of ways. The one thing is that if they're older credit cards, then it may decrease your age of your credit, which one of the factors that goes into your credit score is how long you have used credit. So if you close your oldest accounts or one of your older accounts, that could decrease your average age of your credit card. So that's one way. It's not the biggest part of your score, but it could ding it. And the other way is that your available balance, your utilization rate rather, which is how much you're using on your balances on your accounts versus how much you could be using, that will go down because your total available credit limit on those two cards would no longer be a factor, right? So it could be, so that could ding you as well. Utilization rate is the next most important thing after your on-time payment history, right, Tiff? Correct me.
Yes, it's 30% of your score.
Yeah, so it that could be the way that it could ding you. Ultimately, though, if you're it's really up to you. Sometimes it's worth the hit. If having those cards, having the accounts is too tempting, you're worried about racking up more debt, it may be better for you to close them down and deal with the little ding to your score. It also depends, are you actively wanting to apply for a mortgage or any other kind of loan? Does your credit score really matter in the next 6 to 12 months? If it does, maybe you want to leave it. If it doesn't, then you have more wiggle room to bounce back. So that's what I would say. What about you, Tiff?
No, I was going to say, honestly, you said all the things that it might affect your utilization, which is how much could you borrow versus how much you are actually borrowing. So the could you borrow part could go down, you know?
Yeah.
And so that can significantly affect your score. And so you really don't want to have a utilization that's over 30%, like Mandy mentioned. So let's just say with all your cards open, it's, you have $1,000 of, I could borrow $1,000. And let's just say currently you have, you know, the, what you currently owe is 300. So 300 is 30% of $1,000. Right now you're at, right at the cusp of utilization, but let's just say you close half those cards and now you're down to $500. You know, that's how much you could borrow because those other cards are gone. You can't borrow on those cards anymore. So now you went from 30% utilization to 60%. That's way too high and you will bring down your score. So I would do a little bit of the math. If, you know, like you could do it on Credit Karma, the simulator, or your own math to say, if I close this one score, how much could I borrow? How does that change versus how much I'm borrowing? What percentage of utilization am I at now? So everyone should do that. Like if I close this card, what is my utilization rate? If I close this card, what is my utilization rate? Because ultimately, as you pay off the debt, you can have as little could you borrow cards open as you want because you don't owe anything. That's what you're headed toward, but that's 3 years away before you're fully like debt free from those cards. One, I just want to say kudos to you for doing the math, consolidating it. But the number one mistake that people make after consolidating your card, to Mandy's point, is they rack up the other cards again. So if you think you're even slightly in that regard, girl, just close it. We will fix utilization later. Just close those cards and focus on that debt because will your credit score take a little bit of a ding? But if you listen to the question before this, you could do that jump like Jordan with something else and pay off a card in full every single month. Does that make sense? So, you know, if you know yourself and there's too much temptation, close those cards, take the hit, and then the next few years, you're going to be building that credit back up again. So, all right. Well, that is the PAQA. Don't expect me to remember the song next week. Or even next moment. QA today, that is the BA. QA.
Now we're doing outro songs. Today. Like, I cannot.
Oh, listen, Mandy.
Please forget.
Don't do that, Mandy. See, Mandy trying to play me, but then y'all be rallying in the emails and the comments like, let that girl sing. I'm like, thank y'all.
And that's okay, but yet I am the one.
And then okay. Mandy will say that. And then next time I sing it, Mandy will have a shimmy ready. Like, you know what? I kind of like this. She'll be like, that is the B. QA. I know Mandy. She'll be like, you know what? It's kind of a vibe. Let me shimmy along with the shenanigans. She loves to shimmy with my shenanigans. Don't let her fool you. Do you want to do like, because I mean, we would love some reviews. And so do you want to read a review? Yeah.
This is from Miss Number One. Especially for everyday situations. She loves the episode on life insurance. She says, who knows when we did that one, but I love when any listener goes back into our catalog and pulls up an oldie but a goodie. So if you want to leave us a review, please do it on Apple Music. That's the main place. And tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah, so listen to BAQ. You know you got that friend with that credit issue. Forward this to her as a hint. Hint, hint, girl, get it together. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see you next week.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.